This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Last week, the Manchester-based company Dyne was the subject of a DDoS cyber attack that brought down major websites like Twitter and the Boston Globe for several hours. It's the kind of attack that can essentially hijack devices connected to the internet and turn them all against a specific target. And it can happen again. For more on this, we turn to David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and writer at GraniteGeek.org and a regular guest here on All Things Considered. David, welcome back.
Always glad to be here.
So give us a brief overview, if you could, of how a DDoS or distributed denial of service attack happens.
Okay. Well, the name actually kind of explains it. It's a distributed attack, which means it comes from lots and lots of places at once. In the case of the attack that hit Dyne, it was really big. I mean, they were talking about millions, maybe even tens of millions of different sources, different IP addresses. And it's a denial of service attack. So it basically floods you. It's the equivalent of somebody, you know, sending you so much spam in your inbox that you can't even open it anymore. It denies them to be able to do services by overwhelms their servers.
Mm-hmm. And these tens of millions of computers that overwhelm, they aren't necessarily doing it knowingly. They have software that is being operated remotely. So essentially one person turns millions of devices against a specific thing?
It could be one person. So basically somebody has been some one person, one organization, multiple organizations. I mean, you know, it could be gangsters, it could be Russia, it could be a really smart, bored teenager, has been spending time sticking this Mirai package onto lots and lots of the Internet of Things, which is kind of where this gets particularly alarming.
Why?
So the Internet of Things, you've probably heard about. So there's software, of course, and computers, which are also things. But the Internet of Things are like web cameras or your smart thermostat, or it's even getting to the point where there are some medical devices, actual objects that are connected to the internet and that can send information out to the internet and can take information in. So if you get your software snuck onto these devices, you can make it so the information they send out is not, say, if it's a thermostat, it's supposed to be telling your smartphone what the temperature is at home. But instead, you're telling the thermostat to send a DDoS attack somewhere.
And so essentially you're saying that someone, a bad actor, a hacker, could gain control of something like a dialysis machine and say to someone who's using that dialysis machine, give me X amount of money in either whatever currency, Bitcoin, whatever, or I will turn off your dialysis machine.
Well, that's the really scary possibility. That's not it. Obviously, that's not what happened here.
Right.
This they may have taken control. I'm not sure there's dialysis machines that are on the internet. I was thinking like insulin pumps. Or there's a heart monitor, implanted heart monitor. There's actually a lawsuit about this where they're hackable and they've been hacked. So they send signals back and forth so the doctor knows how your heart is doing. Well, if you get software in there, the possibility exists down the road that, you know, these bad guys can say, it's called ransomware, like software that holds you for ransom. There's ransomware right now that lands on your computer and says, you know, I've locked down your computer. If you ever want to see your files again, pay me. But there's no reason why it couldn't be ransomware into the Internet of Things that says, you know, if you ever want your washing machine, your networked washing machine to work again, give me 5 Bitcoin, or, you know, give me 100 Bitcoin or I'll make your insulin pump kill you. That hasn't happened that we know of, but that's the sort of alarming possibility. It has many people worried.
So is preventing attacks like a DDoS attack simply a matter of fixing the software, or is there some other kind of societal change that we may need to make to prevent these kinds of attacks?
Well, you can't just fix the software because there's too many different kinds of software from too many different companies, some of which have already gone out of business, and who knows what software is lurking and, you know, used on the webcam you bought 2 years ago, because they probably bought one bit of software from China and one bit of software from, you know, a guy in Tennessee and whatever, and mixed them all together. So it's already complicated. There are standards that can be developed, the requirement for securities, for security systems to be integrated. I mean, there are certainly things that can be done to lessen the impact, but the problem's already out there, and we need to work on it fast before it gets worse. And frankly, the severity of the attack on Dyne is, they are easily the hottest tech company in New Hampshire, and they are very, very, very well respected. And the fact that they were taken down shows just the size of the attack. It was more. Nobody is surprised at a DDoS attack on a network provider like Dyne, but the size and the ferocity of this one was a surprise, and it just shows how bad the situation already is.
So as users of the internet, is this something that we're just going to have to get used to, the possibility that this could happen at any time?
So part of it for me is, as a consumer, is I'd like to try to, frankly, avoid network devices. I'd never get a network thermostat. The possibility of being able to turn up or down my thermostat from home on my smartphone is not worth the potential problems that could come with it being on the internet. My assumption that it's probably not secure enough. So to me, that's a trade-off that I would never make. So yeah, we're going to have to live with it. Yeah, we should talk to our legislators at times and say, hey, what are you going to do about it? And be a smart consumer as much as possible.
All right. Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer who is well known by security experts as the man behind GDOG attacks, that's generous distribution of geekiness attacks, at granitegeek.org.